Listen how the Amplified reads. This is Amplified of verse 16. And I'll ask the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. Forever. Standby. That he may remain with you forever. We know the Greek word for comforter, Holy Spirit, is called the paraclete. And the Amplified translate the word paraclete these seven different ways. And I'm going to read it again. Verse 16, because see, we want to find out, is this true? Should every believer be filled with the Spirit? Should every believer speak with tongues? Do every believer have this right? Or is this of the devil? Or if this is God, if God have commanded us and instructed us, why are we fighting him? If this is true. So let me read it again. Jesus said in John Gospel chapter 14, verse 16, and I'll ask the Father, and he shall give you another what? Comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby, that he may do what? Remain with you forever. All of them is very important. But if I would emphasize one and pull it out and emphasize one and kind of get a overall understanding of his operation, I would pull out helper. He's sent to help me. He helped me as a comforter, he helps me. As a counselor, he helps me. At the strengthener, he helps me. He's a helper. And now I like to say this about him, Holy Spirit, not only that he's a counselor, helper, intercessor, strengthener, when he strengthened me, that's helping me. When he stands by me, he's there to help me. So he is sent to indwell you and me. He's not going to do my praying. He's not going to do my witnessing. He's there to help me. He's my helper. And so Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'm going to send a helper. I'm going to send the counselor. And in verse 17, the Amplified reads like this. He said, the Spirit of truth, notice what he is. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Notice, the world can't receive the Spirit of truth because they are not born again. Only born again believers can receive this Spirit of truth, because he just said it. Whom the world cannot receive, but the world can receive Jesus. And see, once you receive Jesus, you have received what? Life. And once you receive Jesus and receive life, then you can receive all that Jesus has provided for you. The first thing Jesus provided for us was life eternal. And once we receive life, then we can receive all the promises of God that he's given us to have in life. I'm going to say it again. Once we receive Jesus, we become a member of the family of God. We become a member, and we are a child of God, then we can receive all that God has provided for us in Christ Jesus. Every promise in him is yes. And he promised to send, Jesus promised, and when I leave, I'm going to send you the promise of my Father, which is the Holy Spirit. And he will indwell you. And so we're going to look at his coming in just a little bit. But notice what he said here, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Welcome, take it to heart, because it does not see him or know him or recognize him, but you know him and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. I am conscious of the indwelling presence of God's Holy Spirit. Are you? And see, he's in you, but the evidence that one received the Holy Spirit, which we're going to look at, which we're going to look at Acts chapter 2, and we can see that we never seen anything in writing or heard any people in the history of the Bible do anything like this until the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. All right? And then some will like to separate and say it just fell on the 12. Now, it's a strange thing to me that if the Holy Spirit just fell on the 12 and it was 120 in there, I said to someone many years ago, that it's a strange thing if the house gets full of smoke and it's 120 people in the house and 12 of them just get affected by it. Have you ever had that happen? You know, if you get your house full of smoke and it's all of you in there, maybe 10 or 12, and just only one or two get affected by it. The rest of them say, ain't no smoke in this house. Ain't no smoking. No, the Holy Ghost came and all 120 of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. So let's look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. Let's read that account. Glory to God. Said, this is the way the King James read. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all on one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a what? Rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. Notice. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm going to read it again. And when the day of Pentecost, so this is how we get the understanding of Scripture. We read them and see what they're saying. It said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all on one accord in one place. And suddenly there came what? A sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind.